This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Now, right now, Tom, we're on the phone with some of your friendies.
We are. Today, 4th of April, is the National Nightmare Commute Day, and a busload of folks from politicians, mayors, news crews and celebrities have all jumped on a bus at Whittlesea in Melbourne's north, and they're making their way into the city. I'm so happy to welcome on the phone Australia's favourite couch potatoes and my good friends Lee and Keith from Gogglebox.
Hi, Tommy.
Hello, Thomas. How are you, mate?
Hey, guys. It's so good to hear you.
Yeah, you too, mate.
Too early for me, Tom. You know what I'm like.
Well, I'm just assuming you've just come home from the pub, so you probably haven't gone to bed yet.
Yeah. Yeah, closing time. Yeah, they kicked us out.
If you come and pick me up.
Tell us, please, what is this all about?
So this is all about National Nightmare Commute Day, which is, I've called it NND, what is it, SCD, NNCD, sounds like a disease, but we've got a cure for it. We just need better roads made out here in the north, because we're trying to get to the city. That's what we're doing today. We're picking up a resident, we're going to lob into the city and see how long it takes us. It takes this guy nearly 2 hours just to get into work, and back again.
2 hours every day. That's crazy. Yeah. So I do know that we are encouraging everybody out there to get involved by sharing your commute today by using the hashtags Nightmare Commute. And if you're out in the north, you can use the Whittlesea Commute, which is going to help highlight all these delays around Melbourne.
That's it, mate. We're just trying to make the government aware and the MPs just a bit of money out here on the roads will come in handy.
So other than you two lovely people on the bus, who else have you got there with you?
We've got the mayor for the city of Whittlesea, Laurie Cox. And we've got your friend Fiona Patton.
Oh, we love Fiona.
We love her. Tell her we said hi.
Yeah, and we've also got Bronwyn Halfpenny.
Oh.
And we've got a couple other people in the city of Whittlesea just coming on the bus too, going in there. So we've got to pack lunch because it's going to take us that long to get in there.
Well, that is true. Now, I just want to know, is there a stripper pole in this bus and will we see Lee getting on?
No, there's no stripper pole. It's only on your buses you have stripper poles.
It's only on our bus. So, guys, what we want to do is we're going to keep crossing back to you guys through the morning and just to see how you're going, and you can keep telling us where all the horrible, you know, traffic jams are, and we'll follow it through.
No worries, Tom.
Well, we'll talk to you soon. So you're about to jump on the bus now and you're about to leave.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to pick up the resident and then we're going to be heading in there, mate.
Excellent. So we'll keep timing and we'll keep watching you. Look, thank you so much for talking and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Tommy.
Thanks, Mikey.
No worries,
guys. If you're going through drive-thru, I would like a cheeseburger. So,
of course you would.
Sorry, mate. Only drive-thru, I'd go for a bottle shop.
Oh, okay. Well, excellent. Well, I'll have one of those as well. We'll talk soon, guys. Thanks, lovely guys. To speak to you.
See you, guys.
Right now, we've got Lee from Lee and Keith on the phone.
Hello, Lee. Good. How you going?
Yeah, good.
So how are you going now? So for today's National Nightmare Commute Day, we spoke to you just before 7 when you were getting on the bus.
Yeah.
So well, how's the travelling?
For a second, we're in Epping at the moment.
God, that's not very far.
No.
I haven't got too far. What we've done, we've picked up a local resident, Priam, and we're driving him in. And his story is that every morning he gets up without seeing his daughter because she's still asleep, gets into work, 2 hours takes him. And then by the time he gets back in the night time, he's tucking her in bed. He doesn't get much time with her. So this is all about just improving the roads around the northern suburbs.
Well, I think it's a great idea. And I think we need to highlight the way people do have to travel, whether we make better roads or we increase our public transport. It's a very important day. To know you're only at Epping, we'll just keep checking in with you to find out what's happening. And you can tell us where all the hassles are happening so we can keep all the listeners making sure they can avoid those areas.
No worries, mate. We'll keep you updated. I feel like Red Barney on the buses, mate.
Well, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it, Keith, you know.
Hey, he done well, the girl.
You're married, you idiot.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Listen, you remember you're meant to be getting yourself into the city, not picking up hitchhikers along the way. So just behave yourself. Yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.